Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. And I hope your morning is going fabulous, just exciting as it can be. Today, we're going to pick up with verse 13 of James chapter 3. We've been talking about taming the tongue or keeping the tongue in control. Now, James here shifts gears into wisdom and kind of a show and tell type thing. So if you have your copy of God's Word, turn with me to James 3. We'll pick up with one verse only today, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. So, as we've seen before in this chapter, James is asking a rhetorical question. Who is wise and understanding among you? In other words, I'm looking this like a professor in a classroom asking the same question. Who is wise and understanding among you? And there's always one smart little kid in the back that raises his hand and says, it's me. I am wise and understanding. Well, in reality here, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom is the one who is wise with a moral insight and skill in the practical issues of life. Okay, that's not knowing about how something works. That's understanding how it works. Okay, so we move to the wise, to the word understanding in Scripture. Understanding refers to intellectual perception here. Then he says, let him show it. Well, guess what? Show and tell. Today is show and tell day. So if you are wise and understanding, James says, show it. Okay? Wisdom is not measured by degrees as a associate, bachelor, master's, or doctorate degree, but wisdom is measured by the deeds. It's not a matter of acquiring truth, but applying that truth to life. The good life and deeds are best portrayed in humility and wisdom. Okay? So we could say it is maybe a wise meekness. The truly wise will be individuals of humility. Think on these today, and as we want to strut around our place of work, maybe we need just a little bit of humility. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.